This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Frank Lloyd Wright is probably America's best-known architect. His distinct modernist aesthetic focused on open spaces, transparency, and integration of the built and natural environment. Many of his homes are now museums. Others tend to sell for a premium. Around 270 structures Wright designed for families are still standing, making them valuable and sought-after commodities. Wright designed everything in these public buildings and private homes, down to the household china and doorknobs, which is one of the things that clued in a Wright expert that the home that Linda McQuillan had been living in since 1989 was indeed a Frank Lloyd Wright home, hiding in plain sight for nearly a century. Linda's a math educator living in Madison, Wisconsin, and joins us to tell us more about her now famous house. Linda, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
So how did you come to live in the house?
I was living in a very modern ranch-style house furnished with prairie-style furniture that I had been collecting for many years. And it was time for me to find a house that would fit my furniture. So I contacted a realtor and told her what I was looking for, and told her there was no rush, just see when, if you find a prairie-style home, let me know. And at first, she showed me everything on the market, and so we had to go through and identify what a prairie-style home was, and then I asked her to not call until she found one. About 3 or 4 years later, I got a call from her just out of the blue saying, I think I found your house. And so I went to look. I didn't bring my son or my husband at the time. I came to look at it, and it had just been put on the market. She opened the door, and I walked in, and I turned around and said, this is my house. This is the house I want. It was in terrible repair. It needed a lot of work, but it was clear from the minute I saw it that it was the house I wanted.
Well, prairie style is a very distinct period of Frank Lloyd Wright's design career and something associated with him. How did this house go undiscovered as Frank Lloyd Wright designed for so long?
I'm not sure personally why that happened. I would never have assumed that a Frank Lloyd Wright house would be on the market in my price range, so I never imagined it was. But I think what threw off the experts was that within the first 10 years of when the house was built, there were two major changes made to it. One was an addition that was put on the back of the house, a two-story addition, and that probably wouldn't have thrown it off, except for the fact that the front porch, which was a very small 9x9 open porch with a cantilevered roof and very characteristic of a Frank Lloyd Wright-style house, that was enclosed. Within 10 years of the house being built, it was changed from a small 9x9 open porch to a much larger enclosed room. They called a sunroom when I bought the house. Mm-hmm. And it was surrounded by a dark brick trim that would never have ever been used by Frank Lloyd Wright.
But I guess the bones of the house still had their appeal. You were attracted to it.
Yes, indeed.
Did you make any changes?
I have totally rebuilt the house, but in the changes that I made, I didn't do any structural changes, no major additions or anything of that nature. We did take out a wall between two bedrooms in the addition that was on the back of the house. And the rest of the work that we did over time involved everything that could possibly be done to a house. We had to re-roof it before we could move in. There was actually a tree growing through the roof of the garage. We rebuilt all the windows. Almost every window in the house was broken. One of the characteristic features of this house is that it has some beautiful leaded glass windows, and most of those windows were in disrepair. Glass was broken, leading was missing, things of that nature. There was a lot of the characteristic prairie-style trim that had been removed, so we put that back. All of the woodwork was painted. I stripped woodwork to get it down to the natural color. Basically, what I was trying to do was to restore it, to put it back to what it might have looked like without having any information to work on.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It was. And we did it over a period of time. We were finished about 2007, roughly, when the big projects were finished. So it from 89 when we bought it, that's a nice long period of time.
Well, his homes are known for their leaky roofs, often flat-roofed. And also, he was a very specific, very persnickety designer, known for tiny kitchens and closets, very narrow doorways, very few attic, basement, or storage spaces. In fact, Frank Lloyd Wright has been criticized for imposing his will on those who dwell therein. Would you have bought it had you known it was a Frank Lloyd Wright house?
I'm not sure I could have afforded it. Had I known. But in the condition that it was in and what I was looking for in a home, that would not have made any difference if I could have afforded it, if it had been on the market at a price I could manage. But the point about this type of house is this house was not the kind of house that was designed for a particular owner, where Mr. Wright would have a contract with an owner to design the house to fit that person's lifestyle and would feel that he needed to completely dictate what the furnishings are and all of the touches that make it a livable place. This house is part of a line of homes that he designed called American System Built Homes. They were a combination of interchangeable floor plans. He contracted with builders who could purchase the floor plans from him and put them together to suit whatever building the builder wanted to do. And in my instance, it was a spec home that the builder did without having a client to begin with.
My friend Kelly and her husband, they live in a Rudolf Schindler home. This is in LA in the West Side. She's very comfortable there, but she says she really does feel his presence in some kind of way. I wondered if you had that sense of, you know, you are in a place that was made very distinct by a very distinct personality and designer.
Yes. And you know, I didn't feel his presence at the beginning. I felt that his influence was here. I felt that this is clearly a home that was influenced by Frank Lloyd Wright's prairie style architecture, which was the early work that he was doing when he was a young man. I could feel that influence, but I guess I didn't give myself permission to connect them to Frank Lloyd Wright. I just felt it was the strength of the design that I loved that was calling to me, this very linear, very open to the world style of architecture. Clearly something spoke to me the minute I opened the door, because I hadn't even seen the whole house yet when I knew this was my space.
Mm. Well, Linda, I think you're going to make a lot of money when you get rid of that house.
I can only hope.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Virginia. Thank you.
Linda McQuillan, she's a math educator. She lives in Madison, Wisconsin, in a home that was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. In fact, it was recently declared to be a Frank Lloyd Wright home, even though she didn't know when she bought it in 1989. You can read more about the discovery at wordofmouthradio.org.